It's 5 o'clock. There was a mixture of shock and outrage yesterday as it was announced that Britain's last remaining turkey Twizzler factory was to close. According to the owners, the Scunthorpe plant had been losing money for the last year, with Twizzler sales plummeting sharply in the wake of celebrity chef Jamie Oliver's Healthy School Dinners campaign. 400 workers are to be laid off, with the remaining production moved to Holland and the Czech Republic. Union chiefs were angry with the bosses for the surprise announcement, but laid the blame squarely on Jamie Oliver. According to union leader Rob Jackdaw, it's his fault that a great British delicacy will now be made in Clogland and bloody who knows where. Workers at the factory were distraught, venting their fury at what they rightly perceived Oliver's meddling. Many stated they would continue eating Twizzlers, no matter what. "I'll keep eating Twizzlers till the day I die, my pal," stated Margaret Gallen, a long-time worker at the plant, known locally as Fat Maggie. In between coughs, she continued, "Twizzlers are part of our nation's heritage, as important as fish and chips, curry, cheese strings, fruit winders and American-style pizza slices. I've worked at the Twizzler factory ever since it opened in 98, and I can honestly say that cleaning the turkey entrails sluice gate is the best job I ever had. I'll continue feeding my children Twizzlers, and I urge every responsible parent to do the same." Scunthorpe's mayor was upbeat, saying that although the town had lost an important employer, "we still have the crisp factory, the cola bottling plant, and that place which makes school desks with built-in vending machines." He also added that, "if Jamie Oliver ever, and I mean ever, shows his face round here, we'll give him a traditional Scunthorpe welcome." This was later clarified to mean tying Mr. Oliver to an armchair and beating him to death with iron bars. "Yeah, well, we might feed him some Twizzlers first," quipped the mayor. This is Free Morpheme for Unnews. Good evening.